7. Barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. My congratulations to the Imam of the time and to all Muslims and all freedom-seeking individuals throughout the world. On this being the day of the victory of truth against falsehood, the day of the victory of the Islamic revolution that happened to occur in Iran, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to expand this revolution and to expand it in a way that it enables the coming of the Imam, Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman, which was the goal and the aim of Hazrat Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi. This was just a start of the revolution. It was the start of the means of the hastening of the appearance of Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman. So again, our congratulations to all peace-loving people, all freedom-loving people throughout the world. And again, we pray and we hope that this revolution reaches, and rather the flag of this revolution, as the Imam said, reaches the hand of its rightful owner and the rightful ultimate and absolute manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth, that is the Imam of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman. And also, just for better understanding, is that this revolution caused shockwaves throughout the world. It still does and will continue to do so. It is up to us to understand how we can apply the teachings of Imam Khomeini and this revolution in order to make ourselves better people and our small communities, wherever we are, better communities in serving the Imam of the time under the flag of Islam. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be introducing a book that talks about the thoughts and ideas of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, in this regard. So please stay tuned.
1979. An unprecedented wave of protests hits one of the world's oldest monarchies. Millions of angry Iranians demanded the Shah's abdication. The failing state's response is military repression, and martial law is decreed.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners on this, the day of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, is a book titled Fundamentals of the Islamic Revolution, Selections from the Thoughts and Opinions of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. The book was compiled and published by the Institute for the Compilation and Publication of Imam Khomeini's Works. So we'll get back to that in a second. So it was published in the year 2000 in Tehran. And the book was translated by M.J. Khalili and S. Manafi Anari. So basically, this book is a collection, or rather, certain thoughts and opinions of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, that have been abstracted from other works. The most important one being a collection of the letters and sermons and speeches of the Imam known as Sahifa al-Imam. And this is where most of the stuff comes from. And this can be seen from the introduction of this particular book itself. So they write in the beginning of this book on where they mention some of the specialities of this particular work, or the specifics rather of this particular work, that due to the fact that many people, particularly the eager researchers abroad, are short of reaching the works and writings of Imam Khomeini, we deemed it better to prepare and publish a more summarized collection which will introduce as far as possible the Imam's thought expressed by his own tongue and pen. So this is one thing why this book was compiled. And from where it was compiled, you can see from here that in the same introduction where they mention about the specifics about this particular book, they say that many of the items of the book, meaning this book, Fundamentals of the Islamic Revolution, are related from Imam Khomeini's speeches, unchanged
which he delivered to the masses of the people. It is obvious that those speeches did not reflect all of the characteristics and particularities of the Imam's thought. However, in those speeches he handled, as required by the situation and needs of the day, the deepest ideological and political questions in a very simple expression understood by the common people. This denotes the extent he reached at in this This denotes the extent he reached at in respect of creating close connections with the masses. In such extracts, simplicity of language and easy connection with the addressees are preferred to the scientific and technical notes. But regarding some extracts, such as his messages and writings, the Imam's deep thoughts, his scientific authority, and even his literary taste can be easily recognized. So this is why the book was written and from where it was taken from. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a portion from the actual contents and text of this book titled The Fundamentals of the Islamic Revolution. So please stay tuned.
The people pressured the Shah into exile, euphemistically referred to as a trip. On January 16, 1979, abandoned by his American allies and visibly weakened by his six-month struggle to retain power, the Shah left the country under the gaze of his last few supporters, never to return.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. With me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim, on this, the day of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. The book that we, introduced to our dear brothers and sisters was a book titled The Fundamentals of the Islamic Revolution, which is a book, as mentioned, a selection and extracts of the speeches and the messages and the, writings of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. So, getting straight into the book, understanding the ideology of the Imam in terms of the necessity of forming an Islamic government, one of the reasons he gives is this. So the chapter is titled, The Nature of the Islamic Laws and the Necessity of Forming Governments. Another reason concerning the necessity of forming a government is the nature and quality of the Islamic laws and precepts, which indicate that they have been legislated for establishing a government and for political, economical, and cultural administration of this society. Finally, the Islamic precepts contain diverse laws and regulations which form a general social order. This juristic order covers all which are needed by man, as from being sociable with the neighbors, one's children, tribe, relatives, citizens, that is fellow citizens, personal affairs, marital life, up to the regulations for war and peace, international relations, the penal code, commercial, industrial, and agricultural rights. It has laws for pre-marriage and before the clotting of the semen. It says how marriage should take place, what kind of food one should have at that time or when the semen is clotting, basically when a woman is pregnant. During suckling the infant, what the duties of the parents are, how the child is to be brought up, how the married couples should treat each other and with their children. For all these stages, there are laws and instructions so that a man can be brought up, a perfect and virtuous man, a man who himself is an embodiment of a moving law, a volunteer automatic executor of the law. It is obvious how much Islam cares for the government and the society's political and economical connections, so that all the conditions be at the service of educating a refined and pious man. So there you can see in the crux of what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi is saying is that the Islamic laws requires an Islamic government to be formed in order for man to achieve perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that with the coming of the Imam, that is Imam al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajhu sharif, who are able to achieve that type of society which was started and the base formed by the revolution of this great mystic of the contemporary era, Hazrat Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.